time we started discussing Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, we pointed out that Kli Rishon is certainly the simplest way to transfer Bliya from Issa to Heter. Kli Rishon is Mevashel, even on a Daraisa level. There's a question whether that didn't arise, that Kli Sheni, that Kli Rishon Mevashel, is that only when the Kli Rishon is on the fire, even if the Kli Rishon is off the fire. So we discussed that. But generally speaking, Kli Rishon is going to be Mevashel. If it's going to be Mevashel, it should be Mavliya Umaflit as well. It's easier to be Mavliya Umaflit. So if it's even Mevashel, then it's going to be Mavliya Umaflit as well. But Kli Sheni is not such a sure thing that Kli Sheni is going to be Mavliya Umaflit. The Gemara in Shabbos, first of all, said that Kli Sheni ain't no Mevashel. So that led some Rishonim to hold that it's not Mavliya Umaflit either. But not everyone was so convinced. Some claim maybe there should be a split. Even if Kli Sheni is Eino Mevashel, maybe it should be Mavliya Umaflit. Maybe we could distinguish between Blios as opposed to Bishul. LaHalacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskens lechatchila, we should be Machmir. That Kli Sheni might not be Mevashel, but it is Mavliya Umaflit. But B'dieved, the Shulchan Aruch was willing to be Mekel. The Shulchan Aruch was willing to be Mekel for those Shidas that claim that Kli Sheni not only is Eino Mevashel, but it's Eino Mavliya Umaflit either. But we pointed out, not all of the poskim agreed. Many of the poskim assume that shalob makom hefsi, we should be machmir, even by a Kli Sheni, we should assume that it is mavliya umaflit. The shach felt that we should assume it's mavliya umaflit kidei klipa. In fact, if you look carefully at the shach, he says that you should be machmir dafka by a Kli Cheres. The Kli Cheres is bolei amur. So the shach seems to be machmir that Kli Sheni might be mavliya umaflit kidei klipa, but dafka by a Kli Cheres. But the Taz is machmer even more. The Taz says maybe shalob makom hefsi, we should be machmer for the marshal. The marshal is of the opinion, more than the two deis in the Shulchan Aruch, the marshal is of the opinion that Kli Sheni is mavliya umaflit bekulo. It's ain't a mevashel, but it's mavliya umaflit bekulo. Not just kidei klipa, but even bekulo. So the Taz says shalob makom hefsi, we should be machmer for that marshal, that it's mavliya umaflit bekulo. What is special about a Kli Sheni? So we mentioned last time Tosfos and Shabbos on Mem Amud Bei says the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, why is Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel? That's because a Kli Sheni doesn't have the funos mechamemos. The funos are mekaros by a Kli Sheni. The walls of the Kli cool down the items inside the Kli. So therefore, it's Eino Mevashel. What's unique about a Kli Rishon is that it has the funos mechamemos. It has walls that are heating the item within, so that's why it's going to be Mevashel. But Kli Sheni, the defunos are Mekairos, they're not Mechamemos, so therefore it's not going to be Mevashel. That's what Tosfos says. The question is, what happens if you have a situation, you have a circumstance where the defunos of the particular item involved are not Mechamemos, but they're not Mekairos either? Let's say you could have a middle case where the defunos are not Mekairos, but they're not Mechamemos, so they're not doing something to be Mevashel, they're not actively helping the Bishul, if you look at it. You look at the situation, you say that the funas are not machamos, they're not really helping the bishul, but they're not makaros either. So should you say in that case that item has a din of a Kli Sheni? Since they don't have the funas machamos, has a din of a Kli Sheni, or should you say that since there are no the funas makaros either, it still has a din of a Kli Rishon? In other words, what's the ikar of Tosfos? Tosfos mentions both points. Tosfos says the Kli Sheni is zayim the funas machamos, but rather what you put in it is holech umiskare. It sounds like there are two points. It's not Mechamos, but it is Mekairos. Question is, let's say you don't have both points. Let's say you have a situation where the item is not Mechamos, the Defunos is not Mechamos, but they are not Mekairos either. Would you say that is a din of a Kli Sheni, or would you say that is a din of a Kli Rishon? This is a suffix that the Chavos Das has in several places. It appears in Simen Tzadi Beis of Kot Chav Zayin. He has it in Simen Tzadi Aleph as well. It's a suffix that the Chavos Das has. What's the Iker of Tosfos? Do we say the reason why Kli Sheni is Eino Mevashel is because the Defunos are Mekairos, or is it Eino Mevashel because the Defunos are not Mechamos? And he says the Nafkamina should be ladles. A ladle, a Kli Shoev, the Defunos are not Mechamos. They're not Mechamos from the fire. They're not hot from the fire. They're hot if you put the ladle into the boiling pot, so they become a little bit hot, a little bit warm from the liquid, so they're a little bit removed from the Eish. The Chavos Das says that wouldn't qualify as the funos machamos. But on the other hand, would you say that they're makaros, that they're going to cool down the substance that's put into it? No, they're not makaros either, because they still are a little bit warm. They wouldn't be considered the funos machamos because they're not mischamim from the esh, they're not hot from the fire. But since they're not makaros, maybe you should say that it doesn't have a din of a Kli Sheni. So this happens to be a machlokas in the poskim. Not in Simen Kofei, I don't know what it's doing there, but the Taz at the end of Simen Tzadi Beis, the Kotan Lamin, has a whole discussion about this issue, the nature of a Kli Shoev. He quotes from the Maril, The Maril in a tshuva says that he thinks a klishoev, a ladle, should have a din of a klisheni. And the Taz argued, the Taz claims he thinks it should have a din of a kli rishon. It should be no different than a regular kli rishon that's on the fire. Nafkamina le'inin bishul b'shabes, you can violate bishul b'shabes if you put something into a kli sheni, something that's not cooked into a kli sheni, into a kli shoev, into a ladle. Nafkamina le'inin hagola, that if you hold it's really a kli rishon, then you can do hagola in the ladle. Let's say you have a small kli, you don't want to throw the kli that you're being machshir into the big pot. You just put it into the ladle. According to the Taz, Zdino Kekli Rishon, you could be Magil in the ladle, but according to the Maril, you can't be Magil in the ladle. The ladle has a din of a Kli Sheni. The Kli Shoev has a din of a Kli Sheni, so you wouldn't be able to be Magil in the Kli Sheni. So those are the two Nafkamina, the famous Nafkamina. The Taz over there actually is talking about Hechsher Kelim. He's not talking about Bishul V'Shabbos. But it should be a Nafkamina for Bishul V'Shabbos as well, in terms of doling out soup. When you put your soup into the bowl, is that viewed as a kli shlishi? Is that viewed as a kli sheni? Can you put soup nuts into the bowl? You assume it's already a kli shlishi. Maybe you could be megel for kali abishal in the soup bowl. Maybe I shouldn't be able to be megel. Maybe it's only a kli sheni. If the ladle is viewed as a kli rishon, so then the soup bowl is only a kli sheni. So maybe I shouldn't be able to put my soup nuts or my bread or whatever other item that might be kali abishal. Maybe I shouldn't be able to put that item into the soup bowl. The Chavos Da'as felt that the Machlokas, the Taz, and the Maril about the nature of a Kli Shoev should be a function of this question. If we assume that anything that's not Defanos Mechamos has a din of a Kli Sheni, so then a Kli Shoev, a ladle, since there are no Defanos Mechamos, the Chavos Da'as understands that the term Defanos Mechamos can only be applied to something that the walls of the item are warmed by the fire directly, not by some other tolda of the fire. So he says, since the ladle doesn't have the funas machamos, we should treat it like a kli sheni. That's the position of the Maril. And what does the Taz hold? So the Chavos Da'as says he thinks the Taz should hold that the status of kli rishon is not a function of the funas machamos. As long as the funas are not makaros, it should still have the status of a kli rishon. The Chavos Da'as concedes that the Taz himself does not say that. The Taz, if you look carefully in the Taz, he says he thinks the reason why the kli shoev, the ladle, has a din of a kli rishon is because the defanos are mechamos. That's what the Taz says beferish. But the Chavos Da'as says, I don't understand what the Taz is saying. How can you say that the defanos are mechamos if they're hot not from the fire directly? They're hot only indirectly from the fire. They're really being heated by the boiling liquid in the kedera. So the Chavos Da'as says, I think not like the Taz, but in explaining the sheet of the Taz, maybe the Taz understands differently, but in explaining the sheet of the Taz, those who would follow the position of the Taz, that a ladle has a din of a kli rishon, I think the better way to explain is not that they hold that there are the funos machamos here, but that you don't need the funos machamos in order for something to be a kli rishon. As long as you don't have the funos makaros, maybe it still should have the status of a kli rishon, and maybe that's the basis of the sheet of the Taz, even though the Taz himself doesn't quite explain that way. We should point out that everyone does agree that if you leave the ladle inside the pot until the liquid is boiling inside the ladle, so then everyone holds that the ladle has a din of a kli rishon. Right? Even the mekilim who assume that the ladle only has a din of a kli sheni, it's a kula and a chumra, it depends what the context is. The mekilim for Shabbos regarding Hesher Kelim, it's a chumra, because they say you can't be magil in the kli sheni. The Maril, who claims that the kli shoev, the ladle, is a kli sheni, even he says that if it's mala resicha, if you leave the ladle inside until you actually have boiling liquid inside the ladle, so then we'll consider it as though you have the funos machamos, and then the ladle certainly will have the status of a kli rishon. The whole machlokas Maril and Taz is if you just put it in a little bit, and then you take out whatever you're taking out, and it's not sitting in the kli for any extended period of time. So it's not mala resicha in the kli itself. So then they have a machlokas whether it has a din of a kli rishon, or does it have a din of a kli sheni? And how do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos seems to be machmir vis-a-vis Shabbos. In Siman Shin Yud Ches, the Katan Pei Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah is note to lahachmir like the Taz to assume that it's dino like a kli rishon. Dino ke kli rishon. Now, I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah would say that we'd be makil to assume that you could be magil in the kli shoev also. To say it both ways, bein lakula, bein lachumr, bein lakula, I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah would go so far. But at least in Hilchos Shabbos, it seems as though the Mishnah Berurah is machmir for the Taz to assume that a ladle is a kli rishon, and what that would mean is you wouldn't be able to put the kali abishal into your soup bowl. You'd have to assume the soup bowl is the kli sheni. So then, if you dole out into another pot and then put it into your supol, then maybe you could assume it's a kli shlishi. But the supol, according to the Mishnah Bura, presumably should be viewed as the kli sheni, because the kli shoev might be viewed as a kli rishon. And of course, if the bowl that you have is not the first bowl that was doled out, there's even more reason to assume that it has a din of a kli rishon, because how long does it take before you're going to have boiling liquid in the ladle? Not too long. If you're doling out four or five bowls of soup, it's done by the third or fourth bowl, you'll probably have bubbling liquid in the ladle, so then everyone would agree that it has a din of a kli rishon. The Chavos Da says that he thinks that this suffik and how to understand tosis, what's the ikar of a kli sheni, why is kli sheni eino mevashel, that should relate to another issue as well. And that is dover gush. Let's say you have a solid item sitting in a kli sheni. A piece of meat, a hot piece of meat, you took it out of a kli rishon, now it's sitting in a kli sheni. Does it have a status of a kli sheni? Or does it still have a status of a kli rishon? So if you would ask me, I'd say, well, it's in a kli sheni. What could be the question? Well, maybe it has a status of a kli rishon. How so? So this is known as the position of the marshal. The marshal in the Yamshel, Shlomo, and Chulin, both in Perigit Anosha and in Kalabosar, the marshal has this major chiddush that if you take a dover gush out of a kli rishon and put it into a kli sheni, as long as it's yad so lettuce bow, it has a din of a kli rishon. And he says the nafkamina will be that if you put a spoon on it, a fork, you eat it. Forget about cutting it. If you eat it with a milchaka utensil, that milchaka utensil can become asa, that the issa basa b'chala will be chal on that milchaka utensil. If the utensil is a benyomo, it can asa the meat, and the meat in turn will be able to asa that utensil. This is a kli rishon. This has a din of a kli rishon, so therefore it'll asa the kaf shel chalav, the kaf benyomo of chalav, or the mazleg, the fork of the fork that you put onto the meat. And the Shah quotes him in Simon Kufes of Kodem Ches. The Shah quotes the Marshal. He seems to pass him like this. He seems to be machmir for the Marshal. That Dover Gush has a din of a kli rishon, but not everyone agrees. The Ramah in Hilchos Basa B'cholov, the Ramah in Simon Tzadi Dalet Siv Zayin, doesn't quote the Marshal. He just says that Dover Gush, even in a kli sheni, has a din of a kli sheni. Dover Gush in a kli sheni has a din of a kli sheni. If it's in a kli rishon, obviously it has a din of a kli rishon. But even Dover Gush in a kli sheni has the status of a kli sheni according to the Ramah. And the Taz takes somewhat of a middle of the road approach. The Taz there in Siv Kodin Yud Dalet raises a third possibility. He says maybe Dover Gush is Dino Kli Rishon when there's Duchka the Sakina as well. That's why I was careful to say that the real Chiddush of the Marshal, the way that he himself says it, is if you use a Kaf Ben Yomu of Cholov, you can Asa the Kaf. He's talking about using a spoon, not cutting with a knife. The Taz says he's willing to agree to the Chumra of the Marshal if there's Duchka the Sakina, if there's pressure of the knife as well. So that, coupled with the extra heat, the fact that it's Yad Soletesbo, it's a Dover Gush, and it's Yad Soletesbo with Duchka de Sakina, then the Taz is willing to be Machmer for the Marshal. But without Duchka de Sakina, then he wouldn't be willing to be Machmer. The Ramah is not willing to be Machmer even if you have Duchka de Sakina. He holds that Dover Gush and a Kli Sheni is Dinoka Kli Sheni, it's not Dinoka Kli Rishon. So those are the three Shitas. The Marshal himself says that it's Dinoka Kli Rishon, even in a kli sheni. The Ramah argues completely from one extreme to the other. He says it's never dinok kli rishon, it's always dinok kli sheni. The Shach quotes the Marshal lahalacha here in Simen Kufes of Kodem Ches, and the Taz takes a middle of the road approach. He says that it's dinok kli rishon if there's duchka de sakin as well. Before we explain what the different shitos mean, let's try to understand this shita. The Marshal is of the opinion that davar gush in a kli sheni has a din of a kli rishon. But didn't we mention that the Marshal himself holds that kli sheni is mavliya umaflit? So what's the big chiddush of a davar gush? Even if you have a davar lach in a kli sheni, it's going to be mavliya umaflit also. So what's the chiddush? So this is a difficult kash. What's the Marshal saying? Marshal is being mechadesh to us that davar gush in a kli sheni is mavliya umaflit. He actually doesn't talk about bishul. The ikar halacha of the Marshal is talking about bliya, blios and platos. We're going to see later, there's a machlokas achronim, according to the Marshal, can we extend to bishul as well? But the ikar din of the Marshal is talking about mavliya umaflit. So if his ikar halacha is mavliya umaflit, but he already told us that kli sheni is always mavliya umaflit, even a davar lach. So what's the chiddush of the Marshal that a davar gush is dinoka kli rishon in a kli sheni? I was troubled with this kasha for a very long time. I was talking to people, I didn't get a good answer. Then I noticed that the Bari HaShulchan asked the same kasha. I was overjoyed when I saw that the Bari HaShulchan had this. This is the Bari HaShulchan in Simen Sadi Dalet. I think it's Simen Sadi Dalet Omud Reish Ayin Vav in the Biurim. When he's in the Biurim, when he starts to talk, there's a long Biurim, two columns, it's a big Biurim. They said at the beginning, when he's talking about the different Shitas that are cholik on that Ramah in Simen Sadi Dalet, so he distinguishes between the Marshal's basic Shita that Klisheni is Mavli Umafud always, and this Chiddush of the Marshal that a Dover Gush is going to be Mavli Umafud even when it's in a Klisheni. So in the midst of that discussion, at the very beginning of that Biurim, he asks this Kasha, and he answers, maybe the difference is this. Maybe the difference is that if you were to assume that a Dover Gush is Dino Klisheni, so even though the Marshal holds that a Klisheni is going to be Mavliya Umaflit, but what's going to happen? The Marshal himself had a limitation. The Marshal says that even a Klisheni is Mavliya Umaflit, but what does it not do? It's not Mavliya Umaflit Ke'echad, remember? It can't do both processes at the same time. So it's not going to be able to cool, it's not going to be able to warm up something to be Mavliya, its heat into something, and with that heat now to be Maflit from that item as well. So if you touch this Dover Gush with a cold spoon or with a cold fork, if you were to assume that the Dover Gush is Dinok HaKlisheni, even if Klisheni is Mavliya Umaflit, but it wouldn't be able to be Mavliya Umaflit Ke'echad, namely, it wouldn't be able to warm up the spoon and then to be Maflit from the spoon into the Dover Gush. So it wouldn't aser that Dover Gush. The Dover Gush would be able to aser the spoon, but the spoon wouldn't be able to aser the Dover Gush because it's not Mavliya Umaflit Ke'echad. So the chiddush of the marshal, the davar gush, is dino kekli rishon, even in the klisheni, the chiddush is that it's maflid umavliya ke'echad. That's the sod. That it could even warm up the utensil that you're putting on it. Forget about duchka de sakina like the taz. Even if you pick it up. You pick up the piece of meat. You pick up the piece of meat with a fork or with a spoon or with something else. Since it's not maflid umavliya ke'echad, it's not going to be able to heat. Well, now, since it is maflid umavliya ke'echad, once you say the davar gush is dino kekli rishon, so it'll be maflid umavliya ke'echad, then it will be able to aser the meat, right? We'll aser the meat, midin basa b'cholov, just like we'll be able to aser the spoon. Asering the spoon is no issue. There's no issue, because since klisheni is maflid umavliya anyway, so of course the basa is going to be niflat, it's going to be mavliya into the spoon. It's going to be mavliya into the spoon. Question is, if it's not maflid umavliya ke'echad, so it can't warm up the spoon, turn it into a kli rishon, and now suck out from the spoon the blia of cholav and asa the meat. But since the marshal has the second chiddush, the davar gush is dino kli rishon, so we know kli rishon is maflid umavliya ke'echad. So in this case as well, this davar gush will be, if it's yatzo lettuce, but it will be able to be mavliya its heat. It'll be mavliya, it's bliya into the spoon, but also mavliya, it's heat, and as a result, I'll be able to suck out and to be maflid from the spoon to aser the meat as well. Yes? So someone suggested to me maybe the chilek would be kli shlishi. I'm not sure that that's true. We mentioned last time that even if you hold that kli sheni is not mavliya or maflid, maybe there's a chilek that kli shlishi might be mavliya or maflid. We said there's a machlokas, the Pesach Tshuva and the Chasam Sofer. Pesach Tshuva calls from the Chasam Sofer that there is no difference between Kli Sheni and Kli Shlishi in terms of Bliya. And the Pesach Tshuva himself disagrees. So I think the Pashup Shad is that there really should be no difference between a Kli Sheni and a Kli Shlishi. Because if you assume that the reason why Kli Sheni is going to be Mavliya Mafid is because as long as it's Yad Soletesbo, the heat is going to do the Bliya, so then what does it matter? If it's Yad Soletesbo in the Kli Shlishi, it's just as potent as the Kli Sheni. And I think the same should hold true for a davar gush. If the yesod is that the davar gush is yatzo lettuce bow, and for reasons that we're going to describe in a moment, the davar gush has a din of a kli rishon. But why is that a din of a kli rishon? Because basically it has its heat, and somehow it's going to be maintaining that heat for reasons we're going to describe in a moment. So the real key is that the davar gush is yatzo lettuce bow. It's hot enough to be mavli or maflit. So once that's true, even if it's in a kli shlishi, it should have the same koach. Right? What you want to say is the mashal is going to be machmir, mashal is going to be machmir even in a kli shlishi by a davar gush. No, but the mashal would say, the mashal should say that even a kli shlishi itself is going to be maflid umavliya if it's yatzo lettuce. Because what's the point? the whole svar that the Marshal has, the Marshal is saying a kli sheni and kli rishon legabi blios, there's no difference. Why not? The kli sheni is different. There are no defanos machamos, it should be different. The Marshal is obviously assuming regarding blio plata, yad soletis bo is the koveh. The heat is the koveh. So once the heat is the koveh, I think it's lechora adavar pasha that the Marshal should agree to the chasim sofer. The Marshal should probably agree to the chasim sofer that kli shlishi is certainly. That kli shlishi is the same as kli sheni. Why should I distinguish? If you tell me that a kli sheni is still chomer, but it's not quite the same as a kli rishon, right? It's mavliya kadei klipa or something. So then you can start to pilpul. You can say, well, a kli shlishi may be so far removed that maybe it could be mekel. But if you take the approach that the Marshal takes, that kli sheni is mamish legabi bliu plate is the same as a kli rishon, so he seems to be saying it's a matter of heat. So if it's yad soletis, but it has a din of a kli rishon, so then even in a kli shlishi it should be the same thing. So once you say that, so then why is it something special to Davar Gush? He would probably say that in a Kli Shlishi, even if it's not Davar Gush, it's Maflid Mavliya anyway. Ke'echad maybe not, but Maflid Mavliya, even though it's not Maflid Mavliya Ke'echad. So I think the Bari HaShulchan's answer is the most mistaber answer, that in the case that the Marshal himself gives, that you're putting the Kaf Shel Cholov on top of the Davar Gush, so the fact that the meat that the Davar Gush is going to be able to asa the Kli. That's a Davar Pashat, of course. It's Mavliya into the Kli. So it's Mavliya, it's Bliya of Basar into the Kli, and it makes it asa midin Basar v'cholav. But the fact that the Kli is able to be Maflid, it's Bliya of Cholav into the Basar, that's not so clear. Because if you assume that a Kli Sheni is not Maflid or Mavliya Ke'echad, it shouldn't be able to do that. It shouldn't be able to warm up the Kli and then be Maflid the Bliya out. But if you assume Davar Gush is Dino Kli Rishon, even in a Kli Sheni, no, it's sitting in a Kli Sheni, so then it will be able to be mafli to mavliya ke'echad, it will be able to get that bliya out of the kli and asa the meat. So why exactly is this true? What's the basis of the sheet of the Marshal, and why does the Ramah disagree? So the Chora, we could all agree, we could all understand that the Ramah holds the reason why Davar Gush in a kli sheni is dinuk a kli sheni. Just because it's Davar Gush doesn't matter. Why? The Ramah holds that any time that you don't have the funos mechamos, it's dinuk a kli sheni. Do you have the funos mechamos? You know. The Davar Gush is sitting on the plate. There are no defanos mechamos here. Davar Gush is sitting by itself. So since there are no defanos mechamos, it's not like soup that's sitting in a bowl and the bowl is cooling down the soup. Here there are no defanos. There are, again, that's the back of the second. Right? There are more holes that as long as you don't have defanos mechamos, it's dino kli sheni. If you have a kli rishon, if you have soup in the kedera on the fire, so then you have the funos mechamos, you have walls of the pot that are heating up the item, so then it has a din of a kli rishon. The Ramah will just told that without the funos mechamos, automatically it has a din of a kli sheni. Here there are no the funos mechamos, so if there are no the funos mechamos, it should have a din of a kli sheni. What's the Marshal going to say? So the Chavis Das claims that he thinks the Marshal will assume that since you don't have the funos makaros, it still is going to be mavliya. The fact that you don't have the funos mechamos doesn't mean that it's not going to be mavliya. Maybe it won't be mavashal without the funos mechamos, but with the funos makaros, maybe it will. Maybe it will still be able to be mavliya. Maybe you could split between bishul as opposed to bliya. For bishul, you might need the funos mechamos, and he'll agree that klisheni ain't a mavashal, davagush ain't a mavashal as well. Maybe. But to be mavliya, maybe as long as you don't have the funos makaros, it'll be enough to be mavliya. So this happens to be what the Shach there in Simin Kofei, Sivkot Nches, quotes from the Yisav HaHeter. The Yisav HaHeter agrees with the Marshal, and he explains that pshat in this shita, the reason why Davar Gush is going to be mavliya, is because to be mavliya, as long as you don't have the funos makaros, the item is going to be mavliya. Even if it's not mavasha, but it'll still be mavliya. The Bari HaShulchan points out, if you look carefully at the Yavshal Shlomo, he does not explain this way. This is the popular explanation in the Marshal. That's what the Yisav HaHeter writes. That's how the Chavis Das understood, based on the old Lamdas, the same Lamdas with the ladles. But the Bari HaShulchan says, if you look in the Yavshal Shlomo, he seems to be explaining a little bit differently. The Marshal in the Yavshal Shlomo says that Kli Sheni Einam Avashel by a Dover Tzolol, by a Dover Lach, by something liquid. Why? Because the heat spreads evenly throughout the liquid, and what's going to happen is it's going to cool off very, very quickly. It's going to cool off quickly. But if you have a chatichas basar, a davar gush, says the Marshal, it stays warm naturally. The Dover Gush maintains its heat for a longer period of time. And because it maintains its heat for a longer period of time, it's not going to cool off. It's not this lumbus that if you don't have the Funos Makaros, we'll still be Mavliya. To be Mavashal, you need the Funos Machamos, but the Funos Makaros are still enough to be Mavliya. The Mashal doesn't say anything about that at all. The Mashal just says that the Dover Gush is Machsik Chomos Man Harbe. It maintains its heat for a longer period of time, so that's why it'll still be Dino Kikli Rishon vis-a-vis Bliya. As opposed to a Dover Lach, what's he saying? That if you have a Dover Lach, why is it going to cool down? So he says that the part of the Dover Lach that's touching the Kli is going to cool down the walls of the Kli, and then it's going to cool down everything else. The whole thing just gets cool very quickly. The Bar Yashulchan writes in Siman Tzadi Dalid, page Reishai and Zion in the Biurim, he said he thinks the Nafkamina between the Yisuf Ahetta's approach and the Marshal's own approach would be a case in which, let's say you have Dover Gush sitting in a liquid in a Kli Sheni, not sitting by itself. And if it's sitting in a liquid, l'chor, that should be a Nafkamina. If you take the approach of the Yisuf Ahetta, the approach of the Chavis Das, the reason why Dover Gush is Mavliya is because you don't have Defanos Makaros. So then here, you do have Defanos Makaros if you have liquid, because what happens? The liquid is going to cool down, and the liquid will cool down the walls of the pot. Once you cool down the walls of the pot, since everything is connected to that Dover Gush, the Dover Gush is going to cool down as well. Once you have a liquid, and the liquid is Dinoka Kli Sheni, if it's in a Kli Sheni, so it'll cool down the walls of the pot. Now, since the Dover Gush is connected to that liquid, which in turn is connected to the wall, then there are Defanos Makaros operating on this Dover Gush, so then we should say that it's Dinoka Kli Sheni. But if you hold, like the Marshal himself, that the reason why Dover Gush is Dinoka Kli Rishon vis-a-vis Bliu Pleita is because Dover Gush has this teva, it has this nature that it maintains its heat for a long period of time, so then it doesn't really matter, even if it has liquid surrounding it. The liquid is touching the walls of the pan, it's touching the Dover Gush, and it's surrounding this Dover Gush. So what? But the Dover Gush is going to maintain its heat for a longer period of time. If you have soup, and there's a carrot in the soup, the soup could be cooled down, but the carrot is still going to be hot. So, according to the Marshal, claims the Bar Yashulchan, what should emerge is that even if you have liquid in the pot, the Marshal, even if you have liquid not in the pot, but in the Kli Sheni, in the receptacle that you have the Dover Gush in, we should still say the Dover Gush is going to be Maflu to Mavliya. Still has the koach to be Maflu to Mavliya because it's going to maintain its heat for a longer period of time. And he quotes there in the Bar Yashulchan. I don't have the Sifkotin and the Bar Yashulchan, but in the Tziyunim, it's Sifkotin Reish Hei and Reish Vav. He quotes there's a machlokas in the poskim about this. That would you say, according to the Marshal, that Dover Gush is Dinoka Kli Rishon vis-a-vis Bliu Pleita, if you have liquid in the Kli Sheni as well? So if you go like the Yisuf Ahetter, like the Chavis Das, that it's a function of not having the Funos Makaros, so in this case we should say that there really is a Kli Sheni, because it is Miskarer B'Mehera. But if you go like the Marshal himself, then Lechor Chesvov Adin of a Kli Rishon vis-a-vis Bliu Pleita, even with liquid there, because the nature of the Dover Gush is to maintain its heat for a longer period of time. Yes?
The liquid in the Kli Sheni got to under Yatzalet as well. Would you still assume that there's Dover Gush?
So liquid got to under Yatzalet as well, so then you're saying the Dover Gush then has the Defanos Makaros. Again, but according to the Abshal Shlomo, it's not a Defanos Makaros issue. It's a function of the Dover Gush maintaining its heat. Why is the liquid getting to under Yatzalet as well any different than putting the Dover Gush on the plate and it having air around it, that's not Yatzalet as well either. If you tell me that the Dover Gush maintains its heat, so it maintains its heat even though it's exposed to air, which clearly is much cooler, right? The air temperature, room temperature is what? 70 degrees? It's much less than Yatzalet as well. So I would imagine even if the liquid got to less than Yatzalet as well, it should be the same. It shouldn't be any different than the air. According to the understanding that the Marshal himself has. The Ikka Chiddush of the Marshal, as we mentioned, yes, so?
Just, what happened if you had Dover Gush that was touching all the walls?
So Dover Gush that's touching all the walls, let's talk and think about that. Dover Gush that's touching all the walls, it's a strange case, because how would you get the Dover Gush in it? But let's say you could have that. So according to the Yisuf Ahetter and the Chavis Das, since you do have the Funos Makaros in that case, we'd say it doesn't have a din of a Kli Rishon. Again, according to the Marshal, it's not a function of the Defanos, it's a function of the fact that solids maintain their heat longer, so then it would still have a din of a Kli Rishon, even if you had Defanos Makaros, Lechora. Let's think about that for a moment, just one second. Maybe if you have Defanos Makaros that's better, that's stronger, right? If, again, the case is what? That if you have, but you don't have the funos mechamamos, but you don't have the funos makairos either. No, but the chilek that the Bar HaShulchan drew is that even if you have the liquid surrounding the davar gush, and it will be miskarer, we'll still say that the davar gush is a klirishon. So I keep what I said. Right? That even if you would have the funos makairos, according to the Marshal's own pshat, it's not that the funos makairos, the funos mechamamos issue. It's a function of the fact that the davar gush is going to maintain its heat for a long period of time. So even if you have the funos makairos, l'chora, we would still say the davar gush has a bit of a klirishon. But again, it's a very strange case, because how exactly are you going to fit that davar gush in there without... It's not going to really fit easily in there. It's not going to be as big as the walls, as the area there. So it's not going to be touching the walls. If it's not going to be touching the walls, then you won't have the funos makairos. A pan. But the pan has to be a kli sheni, not a kli rishon. So it's not the pan that you cooked in, but you're putting the kugel in the pan afterwards. Yeah. Exactly the same size. You're flipping the cake into a different pan. Okay, that's the case. The chinush of the Marshal is really said regarding blios. It's in Chulin. The Marshal's in Chulin. It's not in Hilchas Shabbos. But there's a machlokas achronim whether the Marshal would apply his rule to bishul as well. Would the Marshal say that you violate the issur bishul on Shabbos if you put something that's not mevushal onto this davar gush or not? The Magen Avraham, at the end of Siman Shin Yud Ches in Sukkot Mem Hei, he says that according to the Marshal, you should be machmer even for bishul b'Shabbos. That davar gush is dino kakli rishon not only regarding machlud umavliya, not only regarding blios, but regarding bishul as well. That's the Magen Avraham's approach. It's dino kakli rishon, and it's going to be mevashal b'kula. The Magen Avraham seems to be saying that you can't split between Bliya and Bishul. If you're going to tell me that Davar Gush is Maflid and Mavliya Bekulo, so then it's Mavashal Bekulo as well. Namely, as long as you don't have the Funos Makaros, it's Dino Kakli Rishon Lagamri, both Le'inim Mavliya and Le'inim Mavashal Bekulo. But the Chavos Das, in the same piece that we mentioned before, in Siman Sadi Beis, Sivkotin Chav Zayin, the Chavos Das disagrees with the Magen Avraham. He quotes from the Minchas Yaakov and earlier from the Yisav HaHeter. He says, from that Loshon, the impression you get is that the rule of Davar Gush is only regarding Bliya Upleita. That Davar Gush, even in a Klisheni, will be Mafled Umavliya, maybe Bekula, but it's not Mavashel. It's not going to be Mavashel. There's a split between Bliya and Bishul. What's the Chavos Das assuming? Chavos Das clearly is assuming that without the Funos Mechamos, you can't have Bishul. Even the Marshal agrees without the Funos Mechamos, you can't have Bishul. The chiddush of the Marshal is that as long as you don't have the funos makairos, you can have Belia. But regarding bishul, even the Marshal is willing to admit that without the funos makairos, you can't have bishul. So that's mamish the machlokas. Machlokas Magen Avraham and the Chavos Das is how to split these two items. The Magen Avraham says that taka is no split between Belia and bishul. As long as you don't have the funos makairos, the item will be dino kakli rishon completely. It'll be both mavliya and mevashel. You don't need the funos mechamos in order to have a din of kli rishon. So we'll split between the funos mekaros as opposed to the funos mechamos. As long as you don't have the funos mekaros, it's the full 9 yards. It's dino kakli rishon completely. Bein li'in kli, bein li'in pleita, bein li'in bishol. And Chavos Das says, no, that's not true. You can't have bishol without the funos mechamos, but as long as you don't have the funos mekaros, it will be mavliya. The Bar HaShulchan, it's in a kofe, and it's siyunim. Siman Kufay in the Tziyunim in Sivkotin Kuf Lamed Dalet, he quotes a very interesting raya that the Gra has against the Marshal. The Gra brings a raya against the Marshal from a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara at the beginning of Kol HaBasar is talking about all of the Isurim Drabbanon of Basar B'chola, of the Isra Achila, eating Basar and Chola together, not Basar B'chola that was cooked together, but Basar and Chola, eating Divina and eating a cheese and meat sandwich, and eating a cheese and chicken sandwich, and putting meat and cheese on the same table together, halah. So the Gemara is talking about all these different gzeiras, and the Gemara is trying to figure out what's the gzeira. It has to be gzeira atu deraisa. So what's the gzeira? So one point in the Gemara kuf dalet amud beis in chulin, the Gemara says, don't tell me that the gzeira of halah, the reason why you can't put gvina and basar on the same table, is because we're afraid that maybe you'll put the gvina into the ilfis, into the bowl with the meat, into the pot with the meat, sof klisheni hu. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Sof klisheni hu, klisheni ainu mevashel. So obviously the ilf is there that he's talking about, even though it sounds like it's a kedera, but obviously the Gemara was not assuming that, because then the next line of the Gemara is, no, the kedera is, we're afraid that you'll put it be'ilfis rishon. So the first ilfis that the Gemara was talking about was an ilfis sheni, a klisheni. Ilfis is just a general word that the Gemara is using in different ways. And in the first line of the Gemara, it's assuming that it's a klisheni. So the Gemara says, if klisheni ain't a mevashel, then you can't make a gzeira of halah so that you put it in the ilfis sheni. It's dafak gzeira l'gzeira, because you're not going to create basar b'chala d'oraisa anyway if you put the gvina together with the basar and the klisheni. That's the Gemara's point. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says that it's a gzeira, that you might put it into a kli rishon where the basar is sitting in the kli rishon, that will create basar b'chala d'oraisa. That's a gzeira d'rabbanan, not to d'oraisa. That's a chada gzeira. So the Gra says, I have a raya from this Gemara against the Marshal. Because according to the Marshal, that even if klisheni ain't a mevashel, but davagush is mevashel and a klisheni, what's the kasha of the Gemara? We're talking here about basar. The basar is a davagush. So even if the basar is sitting in the klisheni, it will create basar b'chal of daraisa. Because the davagush in a klisheni is going to be mevashel. It says the Bari HaShulchan, what do you see from the Gra's understanding? That he understood the Marshal like whom? The Magen Avraham, exactly. That just like the Magen Avraham says that the rule of the Marshal not only relates to Belia but even to Bishul, the Gra also understood it relates to Bishul. Because if not, what's the Kasha? What's the Kasha from the Gemara? His Kasha against the Marshal from the Gemara is assuming that even if there's no Bishul in the Klisheni, but by Davagush there is Bishul. So it must be that according to the Marshal, there's not only Belia and Plata, by Davagush there's got to be Bishul as well. So what's the answer to the Gra's Kasha? So I thought, maybe the answer is from the Gemara, you have a raya to the Chavaz Das, that the Chavaz Das is pshat and the Marshal must be correct, because if not, then the Gemara is taka stira gluya against the Marshal. That from that Gemara, you have a raya to the Chavaz Das, that even the Marshal, even if you'll be machar for the Marshal, that chumra will only apply to Bliya, but it's not going to apply to Bishul, because if it applies to Bishul as well, then the Gemara taka is a kasha, like the grayest. That's what I thought at first. I thought this was a raya machrachas that the Magen Avraham and the Gra must be wrong. That's not what the Marshal meant, because that's what the Marshal meant. The Gra's right. So I thought this was the best raya, that the Chavaz Das's interpretation of the Marshal must be correct, because if not, it would be a stira glue against the Marshal. But then I wasn't convinced, because the truth is there's an easier answer to the question. Even if you want to tell me that the Gra's understanding, the Magen Avraham's understanding of the Marshal is correct, the Marshal really meant to apply his halacha not only to Bliya, but even to Bishul, maybe we can still understand that Gemara. Because again, what's the kasha of the Gemara? That if you're talking in a klisheni, it's a gzera l'gzera, it's not a gzera to daraisa. The problem is, according to Marshal, if you say that klisheni is mevashel by davar gush, so then it's still a gzera to daraisa. So I thought, maybe that's not really true. Maybe the chumra of the Marshal is a chumra d'rabbanan. Who says that he's machmer on a level of daraisa, davar gush is going to be mevashel but klisheni? So even if you want to take the Magen Avraham and the Gra's more expansive version of the Marshal, that the Marshal's Chumra applies not only to Bliya but to Bishul as well, maybe that's a Chumra d'Rabbanan, maybe that's not a Daraisa. So the Kasha of the Gemara still applies. That if there's no Bishul in a Klisheni on a Daraisa level, even by Davar Gush, it's Gzera l'Gzera. It doesn't make any sense for the Chachamim to make such a Gzera. So it's not Mukhrach to say as I wanted to say originally, that from the Gemara is really a Raya Machrachas. The Kasha of the Gra against the Marshal is the best Raya. The Marshal never meant it. He really meant, like the Chavaz Das, to split between Bishul and Bliya. But it's not so clear. Because maybe even the Chumrah of the Marshal, even if it relates to Bishul, that's only a Chumrah on a Derabbanan level, not on a Daraisa level, so we can still understand the Gemara and the Kudam. Okay. There's another Machlokas Rishonim that relates to another scenario that's not quite cliche, not quite klishon. And perhaps this machlokas as well, we can understand based on the same suffix of the Chavaz Das. Which scenario am I talking about? I'm talking about irui kli rishon, irui pouring. We're not talking about putting something in the kli rishon or putting something in the kli sheni, but rather pouring onto something that's sitting in the kli sheni. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit more chamer. The thing is not sitting. The heat, the hot item, is not sitting in the kli sheni already, right? The hot item is going into the klisheni. So maybe iri kli rishon should be viewed as mochamra, or maybe not. What's the status of iri kli rishon? That's machlokas we showed him in different places. Tosfos and Shabbos on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis and Devar Maaskal Avol quotes 3 days about this. First, he quotes the Rashbam, who assumes that iri kli rishon is klisheni. The Rashbam holds iri kli rishon is klisheni. It's not mevashel. The Ri is the other extreme. The Ri assumes that Iri Kli Rishon is Kikli Rishon, it's Mavashel Bekulo. And then Tosfos themselves assume a middle type of Shita, that Iri Kli Rishon is neither Kikli Rishon nor Kikli Sheni, it's Mavashel Kedei Kliko. These are the three Shitas that Tosfos and Shabbos books on Daf Mem Beis. The Rashbam holds Iri Kli Rishon is Kikli Sheni, it's not Mavashel. The Ri holds Iri Kli Rishon is Kikli Rishon, it's Mavashel Bekulo. And Tosfos themselves claim that Irui is neither Kikli Rishon nor Kikli Sheni, it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa. So why should I say these different Shitas? And frankly, it's Tosfos Shita that really is sort of strange. Where do we get this middle of the road? It's either Kikli Rishon or it's Kikli Sheni. Why should it be Mevashel Kedei Klipa? The Tosfos themselves tell you, no, our Shita is the simplest Shita. That's the most Mestaber Shita. Where does Tosfos get their Shita from? The Gemara Pesachim. The concept called Tato Gova. The Gemara Pesachim and Afayin Vav Amad Aleph quotes Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether Ilah Gavar or Tato Gavar. Do we assume that if something is falling into something else, let's say you have Cham falling into Tzonin, or Tzonin falling into Cham, do we assume that the upper item, the thing on top, overpowers, overcomes the bottom item, and if it's hot, then it will turn the other item into a hot item as well? Or do we say that it's not the upper item that overpowers the bottom item, but Fakar, the exact opposite, the bottom item, Tato Gavar, the bottom item overpowers the top item, and it will make the top item hot? So let's give the following. Let's say you have Cham Latov Tzonis. If you hold Ilah Gavar, so then you'll assume this is like Shneim Chamim. It's like both of them are hot because the top item that's Cham is falling into the bottom item that's Tzonin, and it overcomes the bottom item, it strengthens the bottom item, and it turns it into heat, into a Dover Cham. So the whole thing is Cham. The whole thing is Cham, then it'll be Mavliya Bekulo. But if you hold Tato Gavar, which is the position of Shmuel, which is how we paskin, even though Rav and Shmuel, we normally... the Issa we pass them like Rav, but as Rashi there in Pesachim and Daf Ayin Vav says, since the Gemara quotes so many brises that seem to be like Shmuel, we pass them like Shmuel there, that Tato Gava. So if you have Yecham Latov Tzonin, according to Shmuel, what happens is that the Tzonin, the Tato, is Gover, it overcomes and overpowers the Ilah, and it will cool it down. So if it cools it down, then the Dover Cham is not going to be able to be Mavliya Bekulo, and the Dover Tzonin, that's Lamata. So says Tosfos and Shabbos, my Shita is like the Gemara Pesachim. Iri Kli Rishon is really a case of Cham L'toch Tzonin. So since we pass on like Shmuel, that Tatorah over Avada is going to be Mevashel Kedei Klipa. Kedei Klipa, where did Kedei Klipa come? Well, if you look at the Gemara Pesachim, it points out that even Shmuel, who claims that Cham L'toch Tzonin, Tatorah Gavar, and the Tatorah is going to cool down the upper item, Ademeka Leibola Kedei Klipa. Before it's able to cool it down completely, it's going to be Mavliya Kedei Klipa. In fact, both items are going to be Mavliya within each other Kedei Klipa. So either if the Isser is Cham falling on top of the Heter, or if the Isser is Sonein and the Heter is Cham is falling on top of it, it'll be Mavliya Kedei Klipa into the Heter. So says Tosfos, that's exactly what I'm telling you here. It's Mevashel Kedei Klipa. It's Dino Kikli Rishon vis-a-vis to be Mavliya to be Mevashel Kedei Klipa. So this is the sheet of, that's the Raya that Tosfos gives. The question is, how are the other Rishonim, how's the Rashbam and the Ri, how are they going to answer the Gemara Pesachim? The Chara Tosfos is right. The Gemara Pesachim says that even if you hold Hatoa Gavar Ademeka Leibola Kedei Klipa, so it should come out is that Iri Kli Rishon should be Dino Kli Rishon, it should be Mevashel Kedei Klipa. So the Chara, what the Rashbam has to do is he has to split between Beliya and Bishul. That's what the Rashbam will have to say. He'll say that the Din of Ademeka Leibola Kedei Klipa, the Din in the Gemara Pesachim refers to Beliya. Tosfos and Shabbos, the Rashbam, not in Shabbos, but the Rashbam, wherever he made his statement about Iri Kli Rishon, he was talking about Bishul. Maybe he was talking about Bishul the Shabbos. The Rashbam says, my rule that Iri Kli Rishon is Dino Kikli Sheni, that's vis-a-vis Bishul, but regarding Bliya, I agree with you. Regarding Bliya, Tosfos is right. It'll be Mavliya Kedei Klipa. Ademeka Leibola Kedei Klipa, it's like Cham L'toch Tzonin. The Iri is like Cham L'toch Tzonin. Dover Cham is falling into a Dover Tzonin. Avad is going to be Mavliya Kedei Klipa. Split between Bli and Bishul. Again, we keep on seeing this split coming back and forth. Who split before? The Chavos Das made the split. The Chavos Das wanted to say that the Marshal is only Machmer vis-a-vis Bli and Plata for Dover Gush, but not regarding Bishul. The Rashbam seems to be saying something very similar. Yeah. And this happens to be what the Korban Nisanel there in Shabbos, the Korban Nisanel in Perikira, Perigimel, Simon Tezayin in the Rosh, Sukkot Malach, the Korban Nisanel says, that's what the Rashbam has to say. Because you have to run to a Korban Nisanel, the Shabbos says it. The Shach and Simon Kofei, Sukkot and Hay, the famous Shach, very important Shach and Sukkot and Hay, talks about all these inyanim. Kli Rishon on the fire, off the fire, Kli Sheni, Irui, Yerusha Nifsak, it's all in that Shach. So you gotta read that Shach slowly and carefully. So the Shach there in Sukkot and Hay explains that the Rashbam obviously is gonna split between Bli and Bishol. If he doesn't split, the Sugya of Tatar Gover is a glaring contradiction to his whole Shita. Apparently, the reason why Tosfos disagrees with the Rashbam, the reason why Tosfos claims that you have to hold that Iri Kli Rishon is Mevashel Kedei Klipa, is because they hold you can't split between Bishul and Bliya. This is a recurrent theme in this whole discussion. Tosfos holds you can't split, the Rashbam holds you do split. Tosfos claims you can't split between Bliya and Bishul. So if you see from the Gemara Psachim that Tatar Gover, that even if Tatar Gover Ademekale Bola Kedei Klipa, so anytime that you have Chametot Tzani, there has to be an effect of Kedei Klipa. If you can't split between Bli and Bishul, not only will it be Mavliya Kedei Klipa, it's got to be Mavashel Kedei Klipa as well. Problem is, how is the Ri going to understand? The Ri, who's the most extreme sheet, who says that Iri Kli Rishon is Dino Kli Rishon, Mamish! Mamish Kli Rishon, and it's Mavli to Mavliya Bakula, it's Mavashel Bakula, what are they going to say? What's the Ri going to say? So Lechora, what the Ri has to say is that the difference between Chama Tov Tzon and the difference between the Gemara Psachim and the case of Iri Kli Rishon is that the case of Sachem is talking about Irushin Nitzak. There the Iru is broken. The flow, the Nitzok, the flow is broken. When the Ri said that Iru Kli Rishon is Nineke Kli Rishon, that's talking about an Iru Shalom Nifsak. But if it's Nifsak, if the Kiluach, if the flow of the Iru is broken, so that he'll admit that it's not Kli Rishon Mamish, then it will only be Mavliya Kedei Klipa, maybe even it'll be Mavashel Kedei Klipa. Maybe the Ri will say that you can't distinguish between Bli and Bishol. So by Nifsak, HaKiluach will say that it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa. And Lo Nifsak will assume that it's Kekli Rishon Mamish. This is what the Ran says to try to explain the Ri. The Ran in Masechta Avodah Zarah and Laman Chesem and Beis in the Rif, he says the difference is that that in Psachim are talking about that the Kiluach of the Iri is Nifsak, but where the Iri is Lo Nifsak, so then it's Diner Kekli Rishon Mamish, and it's going to be Mavliya, and it's going to be Mavliya, and be Mevashel Legam. So what's the machlokas now? Now that we understand what the different shitas are and how they'll justify the Gemara Psachim, what's the machlokas? So the Chor of the machlokas should really focus on the suffix of the Chavis Das. Let's plug in a little bit the suffix of the Chavis Das. This also seems to be a case where you don't have the Fonas Makaras, but you don't have the Fonas Machamos either. The thing is outside of the Kli. It's being poured from the Kli, so you don't have the Fonas Machamos either. So what should be the din? The Rashbam seems to be saying that Bishul is a function of the Fonos Mechamos. So since in Iru you don't have the Fonos Mechamos, it's already been poured out of the Kli Rishon, vis-a-vis Bishul, it's Dino Kekli Sheni. That's why the Rashbam holds it's Dino Kekli Sheni. The Rashbam is taking the approach of the Chavis Das, that you need the Fonos Mechamos in order to have Bishul. So since Iru Kli Rishon is like a Dov Agush, there are no the Fonos Mechamos, there isn't going to be Bishul. But says the Rashbam, since you don't have the Fonos Makaros either, it's enough to have Bliya. Because Bliya is not a function of the Fonos Machamos, we can split between Bliya and Bishul. The Ri claims that as long as the Iri is low Nifsak, if the Iri is flowing straight, right? So then what? What does the Ri say? The Ri might say that as long as the Iri is flowing straight from the Kedera, maybe it's still Mitzuruf to that Kedera. Maybe it's still Mitzuruf to the Kli Rishon, and we treat it as though there are the Fonos Machamos. That's one approach in the Ri. Well, the other approach in the Ri is to say, Poshim, just like the Magen Avraham and the Marshal claims you shouldn't split between Bliya and Bishul. And if you hold that as long as there are no Defonos Makaros, there will be Bliya, maybe there should be Bishul as well. So within the Ri, you could have one of two possibilities. You could say the Machlokas, the Ri and the Rashbam is the Machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Chavis Das. Should you say that as long as you don't have the Fonos Makaros, you'll have Bliya, and then the question is whether Bishul and Bliya should be dependent on the same criterion. Right? That could be the Machlokas, the Ri and the Rashbam. That the Rashbam holds straight like the Chavis Das, that without the Fonos Makaros, there will be Bliya, but he claims that to have Bishul, you need the Fonos Machamos, and maybe the Ri disagrees, he holds like the Magen Avraham. It's hard to say it like that, but right, it's not that the Rishon is holding like the Posek, but the same basic approach, that he'll assume that without the Fonos Makaros, you will have Bliya, and And he will say, Fakete, without the Fanos Makaros, you'll even have Bishul. There really is no distinction between Bli and Bishul. But you'll need the Fanos Makaros to have Bishul. The other way to look at it is that, no, maybe the Ri is not arguing completely with the contention of the Chavis Das. Maybe he will say that to have Bishul, you need the Fanos Makaros, but he claims that you have it. You have the Fanos Makaros as well over here, since the Iri is low Nifsak, it's not broken. So maybe we treat it halachically as though you have the Fanas Machan Mos Yamash, because it's still Mitzurav to the Kli Rishon on the fire. And what is Tosis going to say? Tosis who claim that it's Mevashal Kadei Klipa, what should they say? So they have a totally different shita here. They will have to say that since you don't have the Fanas Machan Mos, automatically it's not going to be Mavliu Maflit Bekulo, and it's not going to be Mevashal Bekulo. That can't be. To be Mevashal Bekulo, Tosis will claim that you need the Fanos Mechamos. But Tosfos will say that without the Fanos Makaros, you can have both Bli and Bishul, Kadei Klipa. It's sort of like a middle of the road Svara. That you can have, again, they're not going to distinguish between Bli and Bishul, yeah. But they will say without the Fanos Mechamos, you can't have Bli and Bishul Bekulo. But as long as you don't have the Fanos Makaros, you can have Bishul and Bliya, at least Kadei Klipa. So these are the different Shitos in Iri Kli Rishon. They are related somewhat to the suffix of the Chavis Das, but not completely. You got to work on it to try to figure out exactly what they hold. Should we say that Iri Kli Rishon really is a little bit different? If you look rather at the Chavis Das in Simen Tzadi Aleph, Sukkot and Hay, he actually explains that the Ri is Machmer, that Iri Kli Rishon is Dinok Kli Rishon, because he holds that as long as the Iri is low Nifsak, it's still Mitzurav to the Kli Rishon. That's his approach. Meaning he's not even willing to concede that the Ri would disagree with him. Right? In other words, everyone, both the Rashbam and the Ri, will say, like the Chavis Das, that's what the Chavis Das wants them to say, right? That both of them will say, like the Chavis Das, that you should not put Bli and Bishul together, and without the Fanos Machamos, you can't have Bishul. That's what the Chavis Das wants to say. Aye, but the Ri says that Iri Kli Rishon, there are no Defanos Machamos, and nevertheless you can have Bishul. No, so he'll just say that Iri Kli Rishon is more Chamer than Davar Gush, because it's still Mitzurav to the Kedera, it's Mitzurav to the Kli Rishon. Since it's Lo Nifsak, the Kiluach is still flowing. So because it's still flowing, it's still connected to the Kli Rishon. So that's why you have Bishul. So the Chavis Das doesn't want to say that the Machlokas, the Rashbam, and the Ri is the Machlokas Magen Avraham the Chavis Das. Of course the Chavis Das doesn't want to say that. He wants to say that everyone agrees with him that without Defanos Machamos you can't have Bishul, so that's why he explains the Rishonim differently. You don't have to say that. According to the Magen Avraham, you can explain the Ri very simply as saying that maybe you should put Bishul and Bliya together. Maybe without Defanos Makaros you will have Bishul. So far we've mentioned that there are three nafkamina, three issues that might hinge on the suffix of the Chavis Das. First is Klishoev, the question of ladles. And then there's Davar Gush, though we had different interpretations of what the Chumah of Davar Gush is even based on. We weren't even sure that it relates to the Chavis Das, but it might. And thirdly, the din of Iri Kli Rishon. That also might relate to the suffix of the Chavis Das. I saw Rabbi Forrest in his Sefer Pischei Halacha. That's the English Sefer Kashrus. There's a Hebrew version, and there's an English version as well. I recommend both of them. It's an amazing Sefer. After you finish all of Yodeya, just read the Sefer through. If you can get through all those footnotes, you're pretty good. His footnotes are copious. Imamish quotes a ton of material. It's really an excellent Sefer. But if you don't want to read English, you could get it in the Hebrew version. There's like a shortened Hebrew version, which is also very good. It's not as good as the English. The English is even better. Anyway, so he has there on page Kuf Yudalid, Ha'ara 28. I'm not sure if the footnotes are in, I think they're numbered. They are numbered. So I think it's page 114. I don't think the pages are in Hebrew either. Page 114, footnote 28. So he thinks that maybe there's a fourth nafkamina to the suffix of the Chavis Das. And what's that? Microwaves. Rabbi Forrest suggests that maybe microwave should be dependent on the suffix of the Chavis Das. Why? How does a microwave work? The microwave doesn't make the walls of the kli that you have inside the microwave hot. It warms only the food. The microwaves work on the food. There is nothing in the kli that's gonna be affected by those waves. So if the microwaves are not working on the kli, then you don't have defanos mechamos. The defanos are gonna be mischamin from what? From the ochel, not from the microwave, not from the source of the heat. So he thought that it should be dependent on the subject of the Chavis Das. If you tell me that without the Funos Mechamos, if the Iker in Tosis is without the Funos Mechamos, automatically it has a din of a klisheni. So the Chora, what's cooked in a microwave, even in the Kli Rishon, so to speak, should have a din of a klisheni. So if it's Yatso Lettuce, I mean, if it's not Yatso Lettuce, there's nothing to talk about. But even if it reaches the level of Yatso Lettuce, you should have a din of a klisheni. So whatever the halachas are in terms of a klisheni should apply. L'chatchila, we assume that maybe it is going to be mavliya, but the other, maybe we could be mekel, but shalom magam hefsid, machlok is teshach netaz, should it be mavliya v'kulo or not? But all the halachas of klisheni should apply. If you're working with a defunos mechamos perspective, so then what should emerge is that the kli inside the microwave, since there are no defunos mechamos, because the microwave is really only cooking the food, not the kli, it should be dinok klisheni. But if you say that as long as you don't have defunos makaros, it's still dinok kli rishon, so these defunos are not makaros. They're not gonna be cooling anything off. If you take that kli out, you put the thing in the microwave for a minute or two, you take the thing out, you can burn your hand on it. It's not that the microwave warmed up the kli, but the kli became warm from the item. It's no different than a ladle, that the ladle became warm from the soup inside of it. So if you say as long as you don't have defunos makaros, it has the din of a kli rishon, so what's warmed in a microwave should have the din of a kli rishon. But if you say that the rule is that if you don't have the funas mechamos, it has a din of a klisheni, then what's warmed in a microwave, l'chora should have a din. If you say that as long as you don't have the funas mekaros, you have a din of a kli rishon, so then you should have a din of a kli rishon. If you say that without the funas mechamos, it has a din of a klisheni, what's warmed in a microwave should have a din of a klisheni. Okay? That's Rabbi Fuss's addition to this discussion. Okay? We'll have to continue next time to finish Irui, and then we'll move on to other inyanim. There's some very important inyanim in terms of Irui, and then we'll move on to Tatar Gomes.